singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above.
Yeah.
The sun's in my heart.
All right. There it is, one of the most recognizable songs in movie history, from one of the most recognizable musical numbers in movie history. That's Singin' in the Rain. Singin' in the Rain is a legendary movie musical, considered by many to be perhaps the best of all time. And it will be shown on the big screen as part of the Park Ridge Classic Film Series. And Matthew Hoffman, who is the programmer for the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series, joins us to talk about Singin' in the Rain, which is going to be shown twice tomorrow, April 20th, once at 2 p.m. and then again at 7:30. And there are some special things happening with the 7:30 screening as well. And let's welcome Matthew back to the show. Hello, Matthew.
Great to be back, Nick.
Yeah, always good to have you. Always good to have you. So Singin' in the Rain. Now, the interesting thing here is that you actually scheduled this film as part of your Movies About Movies festival, that we'll talk about a little bit about that as well at the library, at the Pickwick Library. But you scheduled this before Debbie Reynolds passed away.
That's correct. I knew, you know, last year that I wanted to do, you know, obviously the Movies About Movies, and, you know, you can't do a theme like that without Singing in the Rain. But with the passing of Debbie Reynolds, you know, a lot of people, you know, kind of wanted to see this film again.
Yeah.
So I think as a tribute to her, I think this screening is going to work very well. And it's also, you know, for all the people who, you know, just recently saw La La Land and who have never seen Singing in the Rain, especially the younger generation.
Yeah.
Now is a chance to see it on the big screen.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you entirely. You know, the incredible popularity of La La Land is going to lead a lot of people who have never seen the classic musicals in from the past to catch up with them. And this is a great way to do it because you get to see it on the big screen in that beautiful, incredible Technicolor, and at an incredible theater, the Pickwick Theater, a classic, giant, beautiful old house, and it'd be a great experience for younger folks.
Yeah, and you actually get to see stars who really can sing and dance.
Right.
So this is I'm very excited about it. I think this is going to be a really big show for us.
I agree. I think it's going to be great, too. First of all, before we get all the details about, because the afternoon showing is at 2 o'clock.
Correct.
And it's $6 for the matinee. And you show you do this, you've been doing the double features now, or two showings of these screenings now, for a few months now, for a few months going back, you know, because like you've talked about, some of the older people like to go to the matinees. They don't want to stay out until 10:30 at night. So you show them in the afternoon.
Yeah, actually we started it this season. Our season started in September and it's been working out very well, especially, you know, as you pointed out, the seniors, you know, who don't want to stay out, you know, super late,
mm-hmm.
come to the 2 o'clock matinee. Of course, it's just the film, all the extras and stuff we still do in the evening.
Right.
But, you know, it gives the seniors a chance, you know, to come out and see these films.
That's great. That's really, really great. Okay, so tell everybody about Singin' in the Rain and why it's such a special movie.
Well, for me, this film is just pure joy. I mean, especially at this time, you know, it's something to just take us away from all the negative news and politics. But the film itself, just to give you an idea, for those who have never seen it before, it's about a silent movie actor who must sort of make the transition into talking motion pictures. And he does this with his leading lady, who can't really talk. She's got this really screechy, it's like nails on a chalkboard. She can't really talk, so he meets this young lady, Kathy, who eventually becomes the voice of his leading lady. It's a wonderful film that deals about Hollywood's transition into talking motion pictures. And it's a film that doesn't take itself too seriously. And the humor, I think, just works brilliantly.
Yeah.
You see that especially in the opening scene that's set at a Hollywood premiere, and the Gene Kelly character plays this movie star, and he's talking about, you know, dignity, and for his radio audience, he's talking about his distinguished career in the arts. And meanwhile, us, you know, the viewer, we're seeing, you know, this how he grew up in the pool hall and
right.
vaudeville. So, you know, it's sort of a that transition, you know, it's just kind of a winking at the audience.
Yeah, yeah. And
like I said, doesn't take itself too seriously.
Yeah, no, and the movie has that tone throughout. And it's also just beautifully choreographed and directed.
And another thing, it's the story and the songs are integrated so well.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just a collection of great music, but the story works brilliantly, too.
Yeah. Well, some of the more memorable musical numbers, Matthew, obviously besides the title song.
Well, there's Good Morning, which is performed by Gene Kelly, Debbie Reynolds, and Donald O'Connor.
Yeah.
But Donald O'Connor's Make Me Laugh number is completely outrageous. The energy that he brings to that. Of course, that's the one where he does the famous backflip,
yep.
goes up the wall,
yep.
the somersault. What else? Broadway Melody, the Gotta Dance musical number that
yeah.
Gene Kelly does,
yeah.
where, you know, you see all these different types of dance, especially ballet with Sid Charisse. You know, so it's not just great songs, but just the dance movement. And it's like one great song after another. You Were Meant for Me. What I liked about that one, it's performed by Gene Kelly on a soundstage with Debbie Reynolds, and his character's kind of trying to express his emotions, but he can only do it through song. And
yeah.
it's a beautiful moment in the film.
Yeah, it is. It's so many memorable moments. And I think a lot of people who might not who've not seen this movie will be surprised at how recognizable the music is, that they've known it, but they might not know it came from Singing in the Rain. You know what I mean?
Sure. You
yeah.
know, especially the title song. I mean, so many people have seen clips, perhaps, from the film, but to actually see it, you know, straight through. You know, when I was growing up, I was never a huge musical guy. I grew up with Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, mm-hmm. but it was when I saw Singing in the Rain. That's what kind of got me really interested in the MGM musical.
Right.
That was kind of my turning point when right. I saw this film for the first time.
Well, it's going to be an incredible special thing to see it on the big screen at the Pickwick. And it's at 7:30 tomorrow night. The doors open at 6:30. The great Jay Warren will be playing pre-show music.
We'll have Jay Warren at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a raffle, right, for a gift basket.
We're going to have a gift basket. I've put together a collection of great prizes related to the film. For example, I've got the box set, the 60th anniversary of Singing in the Rain.
Nice.
And there's a lot of things related to Debbie Reynolds, and we're just going to put it together and do a raffle before the film. So just a little bonus.
And the money raised goes to support the film series, because there's no sponsors for the film
series.
There's
no sponsors, so the money goes towards like publicity when we try and get guests and stuff like that. So it goes back into the film program.
Right. And it's all for a great cause, because you do a great job there. And again, it's at the beautiful Pickwick Theater in Park Ridge. You've got two showings tomorrow, the matinee at 2 o'clock, and then at 7:30 with all the bells and whistles and that gift basket, which will be raffled off, including seeing the actual gift of seeing that amazing movie on the big screen the way it was meant to be seen.
And seeing Debbie Reynolds in her first starring role in a musical.
Yeah. It's only $10 to get in. You can get $8 advance tickets. They're probably going to go very quickly. And you know, when you show classic films like this, you're going to get a nice crowd. We had a massive crowd for Rear Window.
I believe it.
Yeah, I mean, last week it was just massive. And to see that movie on the big screen, boy, that was just really breathtaking. And
that's always been one of the films that it's been on my wheel. You know, I would love to show that
yeah.
at some point.
Yeah, and so Singing in the Rain twice tomorrow, 2 o'clock for the matinee, the special matinee, and then at 7:30 with the raffle and Jay Warren playing pre-show music and all that cool stuff. And that's at 7:30. And you can check out parkridgeclassicfilm.com for more information. And this is part of the Movies About Movies series that's been happening at the Park Ridge Public Library. Tell us a little bit about what you got left there.
Well, that's my spring film series We've got three shows left. On April 27th, I'm showing Sullivan's Travels, which is one of my favorites in the whole program.
Yeah.
May 11th, I've got Nicholas Ray's In a Lonely Place.
That's one of my, as I've mentioned before, Matthew, that's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah. And then we end up, we close out this series at the library on May 25th with The Bad and the Beautiful with Kirk Douglas.
Yeah.
Vincent Minnelli directed that one.
That's really great stuff. And that's free.
That's free. No registration required. Thursday nights at the Park Ridge Public Library.
Yeah, the Thursday nights, Park Ridge Public Library, and it's 20 South Prospect Avenue in Park Ridge. The next one is April 27th, and that's Sullivan's Travels. So make sure you go and check that out. And then one more film left for your season, right, in May, and then it's all done?
Yeah, May 18th, we're doing that 50th anniversary of You Only Live Twice. And that'll be it for the season, and then we'll be back in September.
Okay. Listen, Matthew, as you know, I really support and appreciate everything that you do, bringing the kind of experiences to especially younger people and families to go out to a big, beautiful old movie theater and see a great movie like Singing in the Rain on the big screen. It's just great, and you keep that experience of great old cinema alive, and I really appreciate that, man.
Well, thank you, Nick. It means a lot to me.
Okay. And the doors open at 6:30, and Jay Warren will play pre-show music at 7. The movie starts at 7:30, and they're raffling off a Singin' in the Rain gift basket, all that and more. Singin' in the Rain on the big screen. You can see it twice tomorrow, Thursday, April 20th, 2 o'clock in the matinee, 7:30 for the regular showing. And you can check out parkridgeclassicfilm.com for more information. Of course, we have a link on our Facebook page as well. Matthew, always great to talk to you, and I will talk to you soon.
Sounds good. You take it easy, Nick.
Okay, buddy. Take care. There you go. Matthew Hoffman, and he runs the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series, and they do fantastic work. And Singin' in the Rain is one of the greatest movies ever made. And to see it on the big screen is really special. So bring the whole family, bring the kids, and have a really cool experience. It's only $10 to get in. You can get $8 tickets in advance. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Right here on 720 WGN. And we're going to talk about songs that get stuck in your head. They call them earworms. Like you hear it and then it plays over and over and over and over and over in your head. You can't get it out of your head and it makes you crazy. We're going to talk about some of those classic earworms and play some of them as well. And that's coming up.